This is Jonathan Mendoza reading Onomastico for The Quarry, a social justice poetry database at Split This Rock. Onomastico. You ask me for my name, and I say it's pronounced Mendoza. And again, the Spaniard spits it out my throat, pats me on the tongue, tells me I have been a good subject. And again, I have traded this empire for my former one. I'm sorry. I did not mean to confuse you. I too would like to proudly bestow a heritage, except I do not know what home I'd tell my children to go to. I speak English, and my abuelo's cane shakes. I speak Spanish, and an Aztec priest cradles the smallpox with his lungs. I say Nahual. An Ouijitika mother asks for her daughter back. When I say home, to whose mother am I referring? Which war am I praying to flee? Ask me of my name, and I will tell you of the first men who brought it here, how they'd unleash dogs onto the children and clothe entire villages in flames. Ask me of my name, and I'll tell you how I only have it because a Spaniard stamped it into a Kashkane woman with his teeth. I'm sorry. I did not mean to bring my blood into the room. I too would like to state my presence and not hawk up a genocide. I would have known my indigenous parts first, but I searched for my kin in a school book and learned only of them as the Europeans' casualty, and that I asked for a history and was handed a cup of blood. I'm sorry, I reached back across the border to find anything that has not already been buried. But most times, I find America imperialized an already colonized nation. Most times, I find colony stacked atop another colony, repeatedly, a layered cake of mass graves. So when I ask, how deep must I go to find my origins, this is not a metaphor. I mean there is likely a Walmart plopped upon my ancestors. I mean in the shoveling for identity, I must unearth all the shopping malls and pipelines that have crushed it. I mean the Spanish literally built the Mexican capital over the Aztec city and broadened it to swallow the entire lake, that each year the city sinks whole feet into a cavity of its own making. I mean bedrock becomes untrustworthy when it was someone else's home. Ask me of my name, and I'll say I do not know how to honor my existence and the Holocaust that caused it in the same mouth. Ask me of my name, and I'll say it's still a last thing I have left to pride in a country that does not want it here. Ask me of my name, and I'll say it's pronounced Mendoza, but Wicharica elder, at the top of my neck, sings and cries in the same tone. It's okay, love. You've survived. Now dig deeper. Find me.